This week, the World Health Organization declared an official end to an epidemic of the Marburg virus in Angola. It was the largest outbreak of Marburg ever and claimed as many as 329 lives. Its victims died horrific deaths, suffering high fever, massive bleeding, and multiple organ failure. International health workers quickly learned the local culture made it hard to contain the outbreak. Julianne Anoko is an anthropologist living in Angola. She worked with the WHO and says traditional mourning rituals require that a dead body be laid out and washed by loved ones.
They wash the body, and the family's members and the friend have to embrace him, kiss him. They wash and kiss and cry and dance and so on. And you know that the most important way of contamination is contact.
At the same time, Angolans became suspicious of hospitals. Sick people would go there and die rather than return home well.
When they saw that the doctor doesn't have any solution, they went back to the traditional healers. They went back through the local system, through the traditional system, to look for a solution because the situation was very difficult for everyone.
As the outbreak raged, scientists looked for something they could offer frightened people. They launched a crash experiment at the U.S. Army's Infectious Disease Laboratories in Fort Detrick, Maryland. They wanted to see if they could rescue monkeys from Marburg with an experimental drug. If the results looked good, the WHO planned to fly the drug to Angola and give it to people. NPR's Richard Knox followed that unpublicized experiment and reports now on its outcome.
Dr. Tom Geisbert zips himself into a spacesuit of blue rubberized plastic. It's May 15th. More than 6,000 miles away, the Marburg virus is killing 20 Angolans a week. Here, in a so-called Level 4 maximum containment lab, Geisbert is about to have his own face-off with the virus.
Now I'm opening the door to actually enter the Level 4 lab where we're going to perform the study today.
The whoosh sound is pressurized air filling Geisbert's spacesuit. In his pocket is a tape recorder. He agrees to carry it into the lab to document what could be a historic experiment.
Katie, what animal are we on? Okay.
They're injecting Marburg virus into 8 rhesus monkeys. There's no other way to test an experimental drug called recombinant NAPC2. Earlier tests showed the drug saved monkeys from Ebola virus, a cousin of Marburg, but no one's ever tried it against Marburg. There's a sense that real lives depend on this experiment. 6 monkeys get injections of the test drug every day. 2 monkeys get saltwater shots. A week into the experiment, Geisbert gives a progress report.
The second control animal has just expired, so we now have a situation where both of the control animals have succumbed to the Marburg virus. It seems to be progressing a little faster than we thought.
By day 9, the situation is grim.
Unfortunately, this afternoon, we've lost 5 of the 6 animals that were treated with the RNAPC2 to the Angola Marburg infection. So it looks like the treatment resulted in a 2-day delay.
Geisbert's disappointed the drug failed to save most of the treated monkeys, but it's significant they died 2 days later than the untreated animals. It suggests the drug is doing something. In humans who get supportive care the monkeys didn't, the drug might get them over the hump. But the best news is what happens to the 6th monkey.
15 days after we began, we have one surviving animal that was treated with the RNAPC2, so we're pretty confident at this point that this animal will most definitely survive the Marburg infection.
The results weren't as clear-cut as WHO officials hoped. Still, they decided there was enough evidence to justify using NAPC2 in Angola, where Marburg was killing 90% of its victims. But Angolan authorities were reluctant. As negotiations dragged on, weeks passed. The epidemic petered out. The chance was gone. There's a good possibility Marburg could flare up in Africa again in the next few months. But Dr. Pierre Formanti of WHO says despite the Fort Detrick results, the drug won't be used.
I cannot pretend that next month we will be using an NAPC2. We are not ready. It's a long process, much longer than I was expecting.
The company that makes the drug now has legal concerns. Nevertheless, the Angola outbreak and the spark of hope the Fort Detrick experiment ignited have convinced WHO officials they have to rethink their strategy for fighting Marburg and Ebola. The classic method of isolating patients to cut the chains of transmission just isn't working.
The isolation ward in the hospital is not seen as the safe place to go if you want to survive Ebola or Marburg, but it's the sort of morgue where you will not see your parents, where you will have the worst death that somebody can dream of.
If that's going to change, and people are going to trust public health workers, researchers will have to come up with effective treatments. At Fort Detrick, the work continues because everybody knows Marburg will be back. Richard Knox, NPR News.